A UN resolution jeopardizes religious freedom worldwide. Believers around the world respond to the cry of the orphan, and a ministry moves to encourage new growth. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today with a call to action for Christians. Open Doors USA is launching a campaign called Free to Believe. It's a campaign to defeat the United Nations Defamation of Religions resolution, which seeks to criminalize words or actions perceived as attacks against religions. The focus? Protecting Islam. Open Doors' Lindsay Vesey.
So if a Christian, for example, says something, makes a truth claim that contradicts Islam, that could be considered defamation or blasphemy, and the Christian could be put in prison. Not only does this affect Christians and their ability to practice their faith freely, it really shuts down evangelism.
Vesey says Open Doors needs your support at freetobelieve.info.
On this website, you can take action, send a message to your federal legislators, asking them to reach out to these UN countries who need to change their vote on this resolution. We see this year as a really crucial year to defeat it.
Next, Greece was pushed to the brink of insolvency this year. The International Monetary Fund stepped in with a rescue package, and Greece launched a three-year plan to stabilize the economy. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says high unemployment and deep salary cuts left many reeling. Church partners are meeting needs, but there's another problem.
We are faced with the challenge of having to treat more people while we are seeing the government being very slow in paying for the services that St. Luke's provides for the people that are insured through the government, and that is creating a cash flow crisis for us.
Their mission hasn't changed despite the economic conditions.
The ministry of AMG needs people to pray for it, for our co-workers to give them strength and wisdom as they deal with the financial crisis, as they seek to minister to people. This is a great opportunity to show the love of Christ in word and deed and draw people to Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The red thread represents Chinese folklore, which tells about the connection of family. However, there's an estimated 210 million children without family around the world. For them, it's a struggle to survive, one that many don't overcome. Orphan Sunday is November the 7th. It coincides with the beginning of National Adoption Month, both of which reveal the plight and a solution. Bethany Christian Services' John Van Valkenburg says they're trying to encourage churches to participate because
it's really a day for Christians to answer the call, because we are called to care for orphans in James 1:27.
Although the needs are huge, you're encouraged to do what you can to affect one life. It can be a life-changing moment for those on both ends of the red thread.
It is a mandate. And if we look for answers in the Bible, how we can serve the Lord, that we really need to look for the gospel for inspiration and motivation.
You can find ways to help. There are links at our website. Next, Transworld Radio is celebrating a milestone. 50 years ago this week, TWR began broadcasting the gospel from Monte Carlo, Monaco. They began broadcasting on the 100,000-watt shortwave transmitter that was ordered and built by Adolf Hitler during World War II. Today, TWR broadcasts programming in 16 languages for people in Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa. TWR needs your financial support to help around the world. We'll connect you at our website. An Africa Inland Mission is moving. The U.S. headquarters is moving from Pearl River, New York, to Peachtree City, Georgia. Ames U.S. Director Dr. Ted Barnett says the decision came after more than a year of seeking God's direction and researching potential locations. Access to the Atlanta International Airport and housing prices all contributed to the decision to move. The planned move could be as soon as August 2011, pending an important vote on the sale of their property next month. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic, The Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Guarani. Get your copy of Jungle Pilot, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.